Shalom Mishpocha. Shalom, family. Mishpocha is a Hebrew word. It means family. We're the Mishpocha, the family with a Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people, where the middle wall of separation between Jew and Gentile, it's finally come down to form one new man. Getting ready, Mishpocha, to blow the grandest shofar, or the grandest trumpet in Zion. We want everyone, everywhere, to hear the good news. We want everyone, everywhere, to be red hot for the Messiah. Well, Pastor Keenan Bridges is red hot for the Messiah on yesterday's broadcast. I apologize again, and guess what? According to the Bible, you have to forgive me. I want you to tell me about we were talking about God began moving supernaturally in your life in dreams and visions and words, and he was talking to you about what's coming. Explain.
Well, I was sitting there, and the Lord gave me a vision, almost like an open vision, where I was standing in the middle of a wheat field. And this wheat field was so vast and so wide that you couldn't see the end of it. And I was right there in the center. And I began to ask God, what is this? What is this place, this wheat field? And God said, this is my abundant supply. In fact, there is no shortage in the kingdom of God. Despite what we hear on television about fiscal cliffs and about economic woes, in the kingdom of God, there is no shortage, there is no lack, there's only surplus. And I believe, Sid, that this is the year of the Lord's favor. I believe that this is the year of an open heaven where the body of Christ is going to begin to experience the supernatural favor of God in a way that we have never seen before.
Well, you know, Keenan, we here on its supernatural messianic vision are making plans for great expansion. And it defies logic. And sometimes I say to my brain, stay on tilt, because it makes no sense. I mean, if there's going to be a lack of jobs, if there's going to be a depression, how can we be expanding into the secular arena like we are? Well, I believe I'm walking on more favor than what's going on to the in the economy. I really do.
In fact, you know, in Genesis, it talks about the land of Goshen. Now, of course, those who know about this, Joseph was one of the patriarchs of the faith, and he establishes the community in Goshen, which becomes sort of a stalwart, and it becomes a haven for the Israelites for over 430 years. Now, even during the plagues of Egypt, Goshen was untouched. Now, the Hebrew word Goshen is the word for draw near. In other words, the key to favor this year, and as long until Jesus comes back, I believe, is intimacy with God.
How do you facilitate this? In other words, those are easy words to roll off your lips, but teach us what you're doing so we can do it to have that same intimacy with God.
First of all, you'd be surprised how few Christians actually read the Bible and meditate in God's word. You'd be even more surprised by how many Christians spend time praying, how many believers spend time praying to God. And so what we're going to have to do in this season is be intentional. Sometimes it's going to require you cutting off the television. I believe it's going to require us maybe doing a little bit less social media than we've been used to, and really getting before God and hearing God's voice. Because it's the voice of God, the divine instruction of God, that will place us where God has intended for us to be. And it's in that place. You know, the Bible talks about in Deuteronomy receiving rain in our land in our season. That means that there's a strategic location where the favor of God has already been reserved for you. And as you go into that place of favor, that's where you're going to see the blessing like never before.
Now, I promised on yesterday's broadcast, we talk about favor with health. Tell me what happened with your mom.
Well, when I was young, my mom was battling a lot of health problems. And in this particular area of her health, she had a blood clot in her lungs. We didn't know what it was. And so she went into a coma. It started off as a partial coma. She couldn't remember anybody except myself and my oldest brother. She couldn't remember my sisters, my father, her own mother, and she went in and out of consciousness. And so she's in the hospital, and I didn't know a lot about healing at the time, but I did understand the power of God's word, speaking the word of God, speaking the favor of God over my life. The Lord had taught me that a little bit previous to that. And so we're in the hospital, and they said my mother was possibly going to die. The blood clot was traveling to her lungs. She had been in a coma. She was unable to communicate. And all of a sudden, I began to just declare, Lord, that you are God Almighty. You are wonderful. Your word says that you are the God that heals us. And I begin to declare that over my mother. All of a sudden, the pastor of our church, he walks in the room, and as soon as he goes through the threshold of the door, my mother wakes out of the coma and says, El Shaddai. Now, I don't know if you know what that means, but that's a Hebrew word which means God Almighty, or God who is more than enough. And within minutes, my mother is supernaturally healed, comes out of the coma, and later is released from the hospital with no blood clot in her lungs.
Paint me a picture of what the people, they get under your teaching and do it, what their life could be like with what's coming around the corner in America.
Well, first of all, we're talking about divine protection. Because as we mentioned before with Goshen, we're not just dealing with financial things, but we're talking about protecting our families. We're talking about protecting our jobs, our businesses, to come under the canopy of blessing. So that's number one, that they're going to experience God's supernatural protection. The other thing they're going to experience is God's supernatural acceleration. For example, there's a lady in our church that has a business. She's a businesswoman, and she began to get hold of this teaching, which was fairly new for her. And she was, you know, operating her business, and she was basically just surviving. And I spoke a prophetic word over her, and I said, you are thinking too small. God says there's more. And so she takes that word, and she starts thinking about what I was talking about. What does he mean there's more? And she looks at the finances, looks at the books, and she says, you know, okay, God, I'm believing you for this amount. Well, not only did she believe for that amount, but what God did, Sid, was three times that. He went over and above what she asked or thought about. The other thing is, we're teaching our church this principle. You know, many churches are scaling back. Many churches, they're seeing their giving reduced. Since we've been teaching this message of favor, giving in our church has tripled without asking for it. We don't manipulate anybody. We don't beg for money. We don't take up five offerings of service. And the giving has tripled. We have 100% tithing in our ministry, including the children. So the three-year-olds are tithing in our ministry. And the church is growing. People are being blessed. And I believe that's what's going to happen in the midst of this economic attack and the things going on in our society, as we tap into this message of intimacy with God and we begin to release the favor of God, we're going to see the church rise in power and influence to be able to advance the kingdom of God in these last days.
And you know what? The church will start doing what the government is trying to do and not very successful. They're going to do it right. That's the appointed agency that God chose. Tell me about the time God spoke to you about angels of provision.
Oh, goodness. Well, you know, we were just starting out as a church at the time and really struggling financially. I mean, we didn't really have the giving, and I was frustrated. I walked away from a corporate job, so did my wife. And I heard a teaching one day, or a message rather, and it went like this: your congregation is not your source. And I thought, yes, they are. Sure, they are. And God said, no, they're not. And I said, you mean to tell me that the congregation is not my source? And God says, yes. All of a sudden, my paradigm started shifting. God started seeding this revelation in my spirit. And we began to do the craziest thing, Sid. We started to declare the angels of provision to go out and retrieve everything God intended for us. I literally laid hands on my mailbox and I said, this mailbox is a receptacle of God's divine resource. I didn't even know what receptacle meant at the time. This is a receptacle of divine resources. And all of a sudden, immediately, the same day, there was a check in the mail for $500. The next day, another check. The next day, another check. Another member knocked on my door and sowed a seed of $1,000. By the end of that week, there were thousands of dollars in that mailbox. And God began to show me from that point on, I don't really ask for money anymore. I simply release angels of provision to go and retrieve what God has already promised.
Tell me what reports you're getting from people that are reading your book or sitting under your teaching.
Well, the first report we're getting is people are changing their paradigms. People are stopped. They're no longer looking for God to do something, but they're starting to recognize what God has already done. You know, Ephesians chapter 1 says that we are already blessed. In fact, one lady she had a dream about a lady that she deals with, that the lady sold a house, and she runs into the lady, she's a realtor, and says, I had a dream that you just sold a house today. And she says, you did what? She says, yeah, I had a dream that she's not a believer. She says, yeah, I had a dream that you sold your house. She says, today I just closed on a multi-million dollar listing. She says, and now I know who I need to hire to stage my homes. So you see, from the favor of God, God is giving people ideas. We're seeing ministries turn around. We're seeing families come together. We're seeing marriages restored. We're seeing people being healed in their bodies. In fact, we had a prayer call.
No, I'm sorry. We're out of time. But, Mishpucha, you can see that it's not automatic that you get this favor. You have to have knowledge, and then you have to act. And the book, Supernatural Favor, the 3-CD series, Favor Revolution, I want to place this in your hands, and I want you to walk in the most extraordinary favor that you'll provoke everyone to jealousy for a gift of $35. To hear this week's interview or watch archives of our television show, It's Supernatural, visit our website at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org. To receive a complimentary copy of our bi-monthly teaching newsletter, materials catalog, or information about becoming Mishpucha or Chalitzim, write to me, Sid Roth, Post Office Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28278. To place a credit card order, call anytime, 1-800-447-2697. For all other calls, the number is 704-943-6500. That's 704-943-6500. For a CD of this week's broadcast, send a donation to Sid Roth. That's SIDROTH, Post Office Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28278.